This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Indeed here, and we were together over the last weekend at the Trinity Conference in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. And Jonathan, my brother, it was so good to see you, and just so amazed at how much depth and breadth and history you brought into your 45-minute, a little bit longer than that, lecture that had the entire room gripped, as I always am when you're there. And I want to thank you for your presentation. Maybe we can touch on, before we get into the news of the day, a little bit about what you presented. But it was an amazing event. I want to thank Julie Whitman Klein as well for putting on the Trinity Conference. Her family's dedication to health, freedom, and healing liberty is legendary, and the legend lives on.
Well, Julie and her family are great, and I thought the whole conference was magnificent. I only had the opportunity to sit in on one other presentation than my own, and that was yours, Robert, and you were fantastic. I got to say, you have a fantastic presence and delivery, and I think everybody in that room, you talking about no one leaving during my presentation, being riveted. In actuality, Robert, you had that effect on the people there. I saw a few people leave my presentation. I couldn't blame them. But it was a wonderful thing. And I think, you know, so few people get access to the information you communicate. And the side of things that is a part of my legacy with the government. So it's good to be able to convey the details of American history, help people remember the founding principles of this country and realize just how far we've gone from those principles, away from them, and how much of the constitutional limitations on power are part of a constitution in exile. So, yeah, it was great.
The detail with which you brought us through the recent history in the 20th century, through FDR, when that fundamental violation of constitutional separation of powers happened, in the threats to stack the Supreme Court. Obviously, that's going to be a topic today as we talk Supreme Court. But the threats by FDR to stack the court, and then suddenly there was a change, and now it was okay. They set up this executive branch ability to bring the judiciary, to bring the legislative, all under the executive branch. And now we have the Fear and Death Administration, as I call them, the FDA and the FTC, the FCC, all of these organizations that basically you have a presumption of guilt. Good luck finding yourself innocent. And even if you do, they'll ignore, as you have beaten the FDA back a world record 8 times in their violations of freedom of speech on the issue specific to selenium and its ability to help the body prevent reverse cancer, for instance. So we have an out-of-control bureaucracy. We don't have a Republican form of government anymore. The Constitution apparently isn't in effect, in some places maybe, but not when it comes to health, freedom, and freedom of speech when it comes to health.
Well, well put, Robert. And it is a tragedy that these doctrines like the separation of powers and the, you know, various other limiting doctrines, the non-delegation doctrines, have been exiled since the 1930s, and no delegation of congressional, legislative, or executive power by Congress to the agencies has been held unconstitutional since then. So we've got 440 federal agencies that rule over every aspect of the market, and much of our own personal lives are affected by these decisions, and you have no check on that power, no check by the courts effectively, no check by Congress, no check by the American people, because the heads of these agencies are unelected. So the Constitution, by its terms, vests the entire legislative power in the Congress of the United States, the entire executive power in the president, and the entire judicial power in the federal judiciary. Yet, by act of Congress, over and over again since the 1930s, those three powers have been placed in single hands of unelected people who have ruled like tyrants. And it was James Madison at the start of our journey into the Constitution who said, in reference to Montesquieu, that where the theory came from, that a combination of any two powers, legislative, executive, and judicial, in single hands, whether hereditary or whether or not, was the very definition of tyranny. And so we have satisfied the definition of tyranny. Mm-hmm. That as Thomas Jefferson put it, this separation of powers is the first principle of our Constitution, and yet it's exiled.
Jonathan, was it an oversight of our founders and the framers to not be more specific about the makeup of the Supreme Court? Because, look, if FDR could threaten, I'm going to put 30, 50, 100 people on, you can't stop me, because apparently there's no limitation to the numbers you could put on there. That would change the nature of the court to where we could adopt socialism and communism as a way of life rather than republicanism. And I don't mean by a party. I mean in terms of limited government, defense of individual liberty.
Well, I think it is a good question. The by act of Congress, the court's number and the scope of much jurisdiction, except for that which is defined in the Constitution as the original jurisdiction of the Supreme Court or as the appellate jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, can very much be affected by Congress. So Congress has the ability to essentially, through act, limit the powers of the Supreme Court. Now, at some point, there's a tension there, and it would violate the Constitution itself by disabling the intended purpose of the Supreme Court. So that's yet to be decided. But what we do know is that the court, in order to avoid an ultimate conflict between itself and the executive and the Congress in the 1930s, when the court packing plan came along, shifted its position, and it had previously been holding unconstitutional, as an unconstitutional delegation of power, the alphabet soup agencies, the agencies of the New Deal. Mm-hmm. They shifted their position and then held it constitutional for fear that the court packing plan would pass Congress. One conservative justice resigned, and others shifted their vote such that there would be a majority in favor of the New Deal. And then came all the new agencies of the second Roosevelt administration. And then after that, principally around the time of Johnson and the Great Society programs,
yeah,
another huge expansion. And then again with Richard Nixon with the EPA, and then again Barack Obama and the Consumer Credit Protection Bureau.
This, to me, in my mind, is a weakness as we, you know, learn from history. A weakness that if there's a perception that the Supreme Court can determine constitutionality or what is or what isn't, I mean, that's like asking somebody to limit their own powers, right? We've seen that the Supreme Court has historically gotten it wrong in many cases. And of course, that's what the checks and balances, I thought, were all about between the executive, judicial, and legislative. And when it's all compacted into one, and that no other of those three, that triumvirate, no other will call out that one for violating separation of powers, then you have, I don't know, what is it called? I mean, government run amok. It's just not going to limit its own behavior.
Well, the founding fathers understood it to be tyranny, and it was the very system that operated effectively over the colonies when George III assumed dictatorial power over the colonies in punishment for their failure to impose the stamp tax and abide by what were called the Intolerable Act requirements. So, I mean, it's just been a situation where it's come full circle, and the agency heads are effectively all like George III in their own sphere of influence and control. And it's a gross abuse of power, and it's the very death of our republic. We've replaced a republic with a bureaucratic oligarchy. We are now in the midst of tyranny. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we are still free of. We are in the midst of it.
So we have now, obviously, Supreme Court, the hearing for Kavanaugh as of the nomination. You know, you've got, obviously, the salacious claims something happened 30 years ago. It's getting a little ridiculous. Maybe it's well beyond ridiculous at this point. But once again, a Supreme Court that it itself seemingly doesn't identify the separation of powers violation in the executive branch and doesn't seem to call anything unconstitutional anymore. That clearly is.
This is, I wasn't born yesterday, and this is, and I've been in this town a long time, and this is without a doubt the biggest sham I have ever witnessed. I've seen it happen before. I've represented individuals who have been railroaded by Congress in congressional hearings. And I have to tell you that the unseemly cabal that is in Washington and in Congress is disgusting. I mean, these people's own backgrounds are so reprehensible by and large, they couldn't come close to the character of Brett Kavanaugh. And yet, in order to torpedo his nomination because they would rather do anything than see him get on the court and have a shift in the jurisprudence of the court to the right, mm-hmm. in order to prevent that, they've gone as low as you can possibly go, and they have dredged up this opportunity with both promises of political favoritism and connections to get these people to present these stories, and they begged for them. They begged for anything in his background that they could possibly use. Here are the allegations are hidden 36 years ago so that it would be impossible to disprove the false allegations. And the people themselves can make the false allegations, and no one can question their allegations because no one would be present. This is a evidence-free act of character assassination that is allowed to go on because the Democratic Party wants to besmirch this person's reputation and prevent him from being on the court just by character assassination without any actual evidence to support it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to do a criminal background check on anybody, you know, for running for office or maybe a potential Supreme Court nominee. But when we come back, I'm going to ask Jonathan about legitimate questions of nominees. I'm going to throw out my perspective on how you could I separate the wheat from the chaff, constitutionally speaking, for the Supreme Court. We'll talk about that with Jonathan Ebord next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barataro from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, here's why. Listen, I don't have to be partisan to say this, and I'm not. I'm a man who loves liberty, okay? We're in defense of the Constitution, individual liberty, and that goes beyond party affiliation. But if we look at the Democrat Party at this point in the Kavanaugh hearings, how many constitutional questions have they asked Kavanaugh? Like, what is your position on X, Y, and Z? For instance, as a libertarian kind of conservative-leaning guy, I'm going to ask Kavanaugh, hey, what about the Fourth Amendment? What about the Patriot Act? Because there's legitimate concerns about his willingness to defend, individual liberty on that front, right to privacy or whatever. That would be a line of questioning that if Democrats are opposed to him, nail him on that. Starting to bring up 30 years ago stuff that can't be corroborated. I mean, Jonathan, this is where I say whether it's Republican or Democrat, I'm not saying all of them are bad, but most of them are at this point because they're not sticking to constitutional basis for questioning, which would determine whether someone is qualified, I believe, to serve on the Supreme Court.
Well, look, we don't know anything about this Ford. We still don't know anything about this Ford who gave her testimony today. Look, if this were a good examination, we would have found out why she was drinking in high school, how frequently she drank in high school, how many people saw her drinking in high school. Did she drink to excess? Was she at many of these parties, a lot of these parties? What did she do at these parties? What did her friends understand her relationship to be with Brett Kavanaugh? None. Was there any other interaction with Kavanaugh? How did she possibly know Kavanaugh? What did she know about Brett Kavanaugh? What aspects of his background did she know? Did she know anything about Brett Kavanaugh? Was that the first time she supposedly saw Brett Kavanaugh? And was the other person present, the other one who denies that Brett Kavanaugh was engaged in any of the conduct that she claims? Mm-hmm. And with regard to his family, I mean,
We have Brett Kavanaugh's family. We have her family. Let's examine them. Let's find out if any of them received any contemporaneous information. Brett Kavanaugh's family know where he was? What was he doing? Was anyone else from his family there? Did they drop him off? Did they pick him up? Were there other people involved who were at the event? Did any of them see Brett Kavanaugh? How long were they with Brett Kavanaugh? What time did this encounter allegedly take place? Where in the building did it take place? Who, was it an open door, a closed door? Was it a bedroom? Where was it? What happened? None of this is answered. The basic questions that you would ask in detail of a witness have not been answered because this is a political stunt.
It's a circus sideshow at this point. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, it focuses everything, everybody away from what really is important in terms of placing somebody on the Supreme Court, asking legitimate questions.
I mean, look, she has contradicted her testimony repeatedly. She also does not allege rape. She says she was in fear of rape. Well, was she drunk when she was in fear of rape? Was she of sound mind? Did she take any drugs at the event? Come on.
There are so many ways to poke holes in whatever she's claiming at this point.
This is a matter of perception. Okay. Well, if you're drunk, is your perception normal? Did she take any drugs? What time of night was it? Do we know what he was doing allegedly at that time, according to other people? Is there a conflict in the timing? You know, there's so many various things. There's so many things. Also, he left the party. Who did he go back with? She left the party. Who did she go back with? Did they recall her ever saying anything? No. Did they recall him saying anything about it? No. If she said she fled out of the room, okay? Who saw you flee out of the room? Did you go, you fled to who? To what? Where did you go? Who did you interact with? If you fled out of the room, you're terrified.
Mm-hmm.
If you thought someone was going to rape you, you'd be scared they might follow you. You'd go up to somebody and say, hey, can you help me? Did she do that? According to the information we have, no. This does not seem to me to be credible. This, like so many times on Capitol Hill when I've been there, and I've seen how they operate in these hearings, this is a show. This is a big sham. This is not a truth-finding process. This is an orchestrated event designed to try to persuade the American people to have no favorable opinion of this person who has a stellar reputation.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan, I don't know if they could ask you to go in there and cross-examine, or maybe even better, nominate you to the Supreme Court. I'd like to see them try to do what they've done to Kavanaugh to you. They wouldn't get anywhere. Folks, the Sacred Fire of Liberty continues here with Jonathan Emord. We're going to talk next about Donald Trump's presentation at the United Nations. I have some audio clips I want to play as well, get Jonathan's perspective on it. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com in the meantime.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh testified before a Senate Judiciary Committee after a line of questioning from Senator Dick Durbin. Lindsey Graham asked to be recognized.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend.
The U.S. military announced that the United States used an F-35 fighter jet in combat for the first time, conducting an airstrike in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Send me the traffic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Surrender America's sovereignty to an unelected, unaccountable global bureaucracy. America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism. Around the world, responsible nations must defend against threats to sovereignty, not just from global governments, but also from other new forms of coercion and domination.
National sovereignty versus globalism. This is when Trump, I'm his biggest cheerleader, when he speaks out openly, overtly against globalism in defense of national sovereignty. And
fantastic. Can you imagine those words ever coming out of Obama's mouth? Never.
Because no, globalism. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He wanted the entire United States to lose its independence, to take the Constitution and make it subservient to the will of other countries. Here you have a president of the United States who's unabashedly and unashamedly American, who believes in this country, believes in the Constitution, does not show any interest whatsoever in ceding any decisional power over our country's resources, over our country's people, to any government in the world. He's defending us from what was a subtle, not so subtle, later on became overt attempt by countries like Russia, former Soviet Union, China, and our enemies elsewhere to take control over this country through the mechanisms of the treaty power, through international agreements that Obama was so readily willing to participate in. Not this president.
No, and, you know, he had talked about Mexico NAFTA. And I just laughed. I mean, I thought some people get upset, but I thought it was funny. He's going, we're going to call it U.S. MC, I think, because he was talking about Canada. He's like, Canada's not playing right here. We're trying to negotiate a better deal. Canada's not dealing. We don't like the negotiators. Let's call it, instead of USMC, because United States, Mexico, Canada, let's call it USM. United States, Mexico. I mean, for me, this is hilarious, because I don't take this all that serious. People think it's, you know, it's sacred. Like, we talk about sacred fire of liberty. I want to defend liberty. That, to me, is a sacred thing. When you're dealing with trade policies, I want someone that's making a better deal for America, although recognizing, as Trump does, that these other countries are trying to make a better deal for them. That's pragmatic,
like,
you know?
What I like is when people call free trade something that is not free trade. So they call the relationship between the United States and Canada, and the United States and Mexico on trade,
on NAFTA
free trade. Well, it's not free trade at all. No. It's welfare. It's a system that ensures regulatory constraints on the ability of the United States to operate freely, but gives carte blanche to the other countries in specific areas, costing us enormously. And that's called free trade. It's not free trade. Free trade is what we all want, but these agreements destroy free trade. And so you've got to get in there and re-engineer the deal so that it's to the advantage of the United States. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, it's managed trade.
These deals.
Managed trade to weaken the United States. All right?
Right,
and the people, exactly, and he's calling them out. He's not a globalist. Like I said, you could be different on, you know, political views, ideology, whatever, but on this front, to finally come to say, you know what, Americans, we've gotten the raw end of the deal by these globalists before me, right? Because let's be honest about Democrat, Republican, a lot of them have been globalists in their bent, even if they had an R bar their name, Jonathan.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, in the end, it seems rather obvious to me. If you believe in this country, fundamentally, you believe in the Constitution, you believe in our nation, you think that our nation is great, you love this country, you would never sell out our country. But unfortunately, there are now people, such as Obama, who is president, who will gladly sell out this country because they don't fundamentally believe in it. Well, that's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump believes in the United States. He is staking his all on getting the United States into the best position possible in the world, militarily, economically, as well as morally, setting a standard for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
Let's hear another clip. This is about OPEC, but more than the OPEC thing, because I wasn't, okay, OPEC. But let's talk about the defense of these countries and who's paying for it. This is where it eventually goes. Take a listen to Trump at the UN yesterday.
OPEC and OPEC nations are, as usual, ripping off the rest of the world. And I don't like it. Nobody should like it. We defend many of these nations for nothing. And then they take advantage of us by giving us high oil prices. Not good. Germany will become totally dependent.
I think what I gained from that, there's a lot of things to talk about there, Jonathan, but this idea that we have paid the bulk of the defense budget of so many countries around this world, and he's simply saying, you know what, you guys really need to pony up to defend yourselves here. What is your, I mean, again, that's post-World War II stuff versus what's going on today, of course.
This is fantastic. I mean, look, he's calling out OPEC directly, calling them out, saying, look, you're ripping people off. He's saying it directly.
He's saying that the oil-producing exporting countries that are in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia foremost among them, you guys are ripping us off. And he's making it plain, and he's saying, look, we defend you, and you aren't paying the freight. And you're going to have to pay the freight. What I like about Donald Trump is he cuts through to the heart of the matter, and he doesn't care about the consequences. He calls it like it is, and they have to take it. It's no longer us listening and getting pummeled by people who are abusing us right and left, lying to us in the right ear, and stealing from us in the right pocket. And this president is not letting that happen. And this approach of the president of being blunt, direct, and demanding is working. It's really working.
Of course, I would take it a step further and say, you know what? I think the United States needs to pull out of the UN and send the UN to some other country. But he sort of gets to this in his next clip here about the peacekeeping budget. Listen to this.
The United Nations has unlimited potential. As part of our reform effort, I have told our negotiators that the United States will not pay more than 25% of the UN peacekeeping budget. This will encourage other countries to step up, get involved, and also share in this very large burden.
So the concern I have, of course, the United Nations never really acknowledges and honors anybody's national sovereignty, but at least cutting back on the budget, making others see what it costs, maybe they would have a similar conclusion. Maybe this UN is not so good.
Right. I mean, I think he's put them on notice that, look, if you're going to bash Israel, if that's going to be your thing, if you're going to bash the United States, if that's going to be your thing, well, we're not going to pay for that. And so if you want this to be a United Nations effort, you better make sure that you change your tune on these things or else the United States isn't going to fund it.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, everything economically, you know, is the way the world runs outside of the spirituality aspect, which I don't like to differentiate. But I recognize that the body politic in the United Nations doesn't exhibit a lot of spirituality, in my opinion. And so when we look at the idea of making peace, you know, this is where I've talked, because Ed Zoll, he used to be assistant producer here, he works with True News, asked Donald Trump a question about the peace process in the Middle East, Israel, Palestinians, and he talked about a two-state solution. And Trump said, I don't care if it's one state or two state, they got to figure out a way to get along. I go back to my mother, who grew up in what was then Palestine, became Israel, and she said when she was growing up, the Palestinian people, the Arabs, the Christians, the Jews, the Muslims, they all lived together, they got along, they ate and drank, they had the shuk, the market. And it wasn't until the globalists came in to create the instability permanently for a, as Eisenhower warned us, a permanent military-industrial complex that, you know, people, as my point is, that people have an incentive when they're left of their own accord to find a way to get along with one another. Obviously not to allow for abuse and killing, but they would find a way without a bunch of muckety-mucks on a globalist scale trying to fix things when they're getting it from their pointy head degrees from liberal arts institutions.
Well, sovereignty is a critical concept that the people in the far left, including the Democratic Party, want to part with. They have this ridiculous utopian view of a globe that is under one government, which they happen to think will be just a marvelous place. And if you look at the governments of the world, there is no government with a constitution like ours. There is no government that has the liberty protection that it affords. And there is no government that is dedicated first and foremost to the protection of the rights of the citizen rather than to enhance the power of leaders. Only the United States has had that promise, has had that founding. So sovereignty must be a centerpiece for us to retain our national sovereignty against any challenge and to ensure that we remain a superpower for our own survival and for our own standard of living. We have to be able to protect what we have, our lives, our liberties, our properties, against a world that would very much, at a heartbeat, slit our throats. And whether it's taking money out of our pockets, whether it's slitting our throats, or whether it's just hoping for a future in which the United States is not present, none of that
is anything we want to be complicit in. And this president is saying, hey, look, I am America first. I am going to defend the United States interests. I'm going to do it no matter what. I don't care what you have to say as far as your global view of a wonderful place where people could live in peace and harmony, because I know you're disingenuous, and I know you're using these deals to enhance your own financial position and your own sovereignty. While coming to the United States and through the United Nations and pleading with us that we're bad people that owe the rest of the world money and that our riches are to their detriment, that this is somehow the truth and that we must accept it and that we owe them an obligation to redistribute our income to the rest of the world, while at the same time these very same countries are killing their own people, are filling the coffers of their leaders with corrupt revenues and money from all sorts of sources, and are engaged in authoritarianism and promoting regimes that take away people's rights. You know, we really ought to get back to the principles that animate the liberty of this country. And Donald Trump is saying that. Donald Trump is saying, hey, look, I'm not an apologist for the United States. I love this country. We are going to defend our own interests no matter what.
All right. Well, let's find out what's the best we can hope for. My perspective, what were the founding fathers' perspectives in this regard? And Jonathan Ebert, of course, will chime in as I call him a modern-day founding father. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, 1 hour with Jonathan Ebert. Check it out. Links up in the show notes to ebert.com, EMORD.com.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, I asked the question, and I try to be practical and pragmatic about it. What's the best we can hope for, right? And I know, like, when we talk about natural medicines and healing, the bad guys, as I perceive them, say you're giving people false hope, right? If you're telling people that there's a natural option to combat cancer, oh, that's false hope. Like, really? How do you make hope? Any kind of hope is good because it's a positive emotion. It leads to good things, even though my argument of false hope would be more or less, if you're saying chemo cures cancer, it more likely kills you and the cancer, if it kills the cancer at all. So when we talk about government, the potential of government to do what our founders knew that it would inevitably do if left unchecked, could I say, Jonathan, that the best the founders had hoped to do was limit the damage that government could do to the cause of liberty by restricting it and binding it down by the change of the Constitution that Democrats seemingly don't know anything about, and many Republicans who have gone globalist don't either?
Well, one of the extraordinary things about the founding generation and the correspondence that we have from them reveals just how prescient they were about what would likely happen with government. They were no fools by a long shot. They understood that human nature, they believed human nature, would cause people to pursue their own self-interests, even at the extent of violating the principles that guided the Constitution, underpinnings of it. So they didn't think that, as Madison put it, you know, that parchment barriers would be strong against a person who is committed to doing evil. And they didn't think that people would perceive the evil, even many instances, because they would be pursuing their own ambition. And so Madison talked about checking ambition with ambition as a basis for the overlapping aspects of the departments of the government. The fact that they have a veto power, for example, or that they have the ability to override a veto, or they have the ability of the court to call into question the constitutionality of an act, or that they have the power of the executive in a time of national emergency to suspend the writ of habeas corpus. All of these things are checks and balances on the potential abuses of the other parties, of the other parts of the government. So you have to avoid the risk of an excess of popular will. You have the power of the president
to seek a declaration of war from the Congress of the United States and have to have a vote in favor of a declaration of war to justify affirmatively going to war. All of these things that I've just mentioned are among our subset of the checks and balances in this magnificent system. They did as best they could create an environment in which ambition would check ambition, in the hope that the constitutional limits put into the Constitution, the enumerated powers, not giving broad powers like Congress does to the agencies, but having enumerated powers, specifically enumerated, and that those would be the only powers of the federal government, and the Ninth and Tenth Amendment would reserve all other powers, the vast majority of power in government, to the states and the people. And to premise the government upon, as its primary role, the protection of the rights of the governed, that governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, is the Declaration's promise for a new government that the Constitution created. So, I mean, we had, and in their correspondence you get so much out of it about the fears that they harbored, not only about their own generation usurping power, but that it would happen in the future. That's why in George Washington's farewell address, he says, "Let there be no change by usurpation, for though in one instance it may be an instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed." He knew it was coming. They knew this would happen. It happened in their own time. It happened in their relationship when they were under colonial rule with the crown. And it happened in their own governments, in the states and you know, in the colonies and then later in the states.
Yeah.
And they understood that this was a perennial threat. They understood. They watched John Adams in the second administration of the United States assume dictatorial power for a moment under the Alien and Sedition Acts, barring communication, any speech contrary to the government, contrary to that would call into question the president or the members of Congress or any bill enacted by Congress.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's these things. They lived it.
Folks, they did. And, you know, by reading this history, by delving deep into it, you'll understand the dilemma that we're in. We've had a good run. Can we restore it? Can we restore a Republican form of government? Listen, folks, withdraw consent where they violate your freedom to move about the Earth cabin, the American cabin. The power to heal even politically is yours. Thank you, Jonathan Emord. We'll be back next hour talking about health and healing on physical levels as well, because the power to heal still is yours. Thanks.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.